This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah discusses another case of a kira that's formed by two stones cemented to the ground with clay. The question of, you know, if the kira becomes tame, and then the number of stones is changed, like in the case of that in the previous Mishnah. Our Mishnah's case is as follows. We have Shtei Avanim Shasam Kira V'Nitmu. So starting out, it was just the one single kira formed by two stones, getting affixed to the ground with clay, so it gets a status of, you know, it's as if it's an earthenware kira, and then that became tame. Tame source would say that Cheretz came between the two stones, so the two stones become tame in their entirety. But then the person added stones to either side. Samach lezuav and achas mikan. He put another stone and cemented that with clay to the ground on one side. For the zuav and achas mikan, and another stone on the other opposite side. So that now you have a total of four stones. And between the four stones, you have three kirayim. You have the original kira, which is your stones two and three. Then you also have kirayim formed between the supports of stones one and two, and stones three and four. The Mishnah rules that upon this addition, chetzi shozu tmeya v'chetzi tahara v'chetzi shozu tmeya v'chetzi tahara. Now, only half of stones two and three are tame. Namely, the halves that face the kira formed in the very middle, the kira formed by stones two and three. So the halves of stones two and three that actually face that middle kira remain tame, but the outer halves of each of these stones that support the pots along with those new outer stones, those outer halves of stones two and three, are now tahar. Because now that those outer halves function along with the two outermost stones, which of course are tahar, those stones, we look at it as if the outer halves of stones two and three were broken off of that tame oven, and now they're part of a tahar oven. Hence, the outer halves of stones two and three are tahara. The Mishnah says, nitlu taharos, but if subsequently the two outer stones, one and four, were removed, chazru elu tumasan, then stones two and three, the original ones that formed that original kira, go back to their original state of tuma, meaning these two remaining stones are tame completely, because now it reverts to a situation in which the outer halves of these stones are simply a part of one single kira, a kira which became tame. There's no longer any basis to view the outer halves of the two stones as separate and distinct from the rest of the stones. It's all just one kira, and so they revert to their original tuma status.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.